This is Juno Afternoon here on Wednesday, November 28th, 2018. Scott Burton, your host today, and for Shelley Delaney, it's about 15 minutes until the top of the hour. My guests now are in to talk about the documentary Screenagers. You can see it tonight at Juno Douglas High School at 6 p.m. or at Marie Drake tomorrow night at 6 p.m. I have Melissa McCormick, a parent, among other things, and leads, organizes Find Your Fire. Welcome to the show, Melissa. Nice to have you here. And Jennifer Twito, she is an ER room nurse, an educator, and parent, among other things. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you so much having us.
It's nice to have you here. Did I miss part of your intro, Jennifer?
No, I think you did a great job.
All right. Welcome to the show. So Screenagers, I think it speaks for itself, but tell us about it.
Yeah, I think it really does. It's a documentary. It came out in 2015. And it really speaks to a pretty eye-opening topic of the effects of screens, video games, cell phone use on our young people.
Okay. Melissa, you're a parent, and also tell us about Find Your Fire.
Okay. I'm a parent of, three children that have gone through the Juno District now. My last one, my youngest, is at Juno Douglas. The other two went to Thunder Mountain. So first a parent, and this came up actually as a coworker and I were talking about the idea of Screenagers and just having that simple conversation about, how complicated it is as a parent to try to work with digital devices in our homes and when it's right time to introduce them, when how we manage our screen time, and how do we as parents also turn around and say, okay, this is how we do it. You know, let's all work together as a family and come up with a really nice balance that – is healthy for all of us. So
you both have firsthand experience.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and then with Find Your Fire, it is a new organization that we're working on. It's essentially started with an idea about how we as parents can help our kids become more successful as they transition from teens into adulthood. And as parents, there are skills that we need to teach our kids. One of them is cell phone use and healthy ways that we can live. Sometimes teens don't have or don't have present parents around that can help them. And sometimes their kids, as you know, don't want to always listen to their parent. They would rather take advice from someone else that might be an adult. So what we're trying to do is put together an organization that will assist students as they're graduating from high school. Maybe they're going to college. Maybe they're going to a trade school. But just help them get to the next stage of life. So maybe you're a parent that has amazing cooking skills, and you can make chicken five different ways and teach them how to budget. Maybe you're an accountant that wants to help volunteer your time and teach a youth group of, you know, 5 to 8 students how to do their taxes or balance a budget. Those are the kinds of things that that I know my son won't listen to me about, but he may listen to someone else.
So Find Your Fire, do you already have a digital presence here in town where we can find you?
Yes, we do. There is a website. It's www.findyourfire.net, or you can email me directly at findyourfire907@gmail.com for more information.
Okay, we can maybe get back to that here in a minute if we have time.
Yep.
Screenagers plays – you played it last night at Thunder Mountain.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, good reception.
Great turnout. Yeah,
had a good turnout. Great. It was really exciting.
Good. And you're going to play it again tonight, 6 p.m. at Juno Douglas High School. Mm-hmm. And then again tomorrow at Murray Drake at 6. I have the trailer here. You want to listen to just a few seconds of it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
To hear the tone.
Playing games on iPad.
It all started with one question. What new phone to get my daughter? I knew what Tessa wanted, a smartphone. I learned that you spend on average 6.5 hours a day looking at screens. As a doctor, I decided I needed to understand the impact of all this screen time on kids. And as a mom, I needed to know what to do.
The young adolescent brain can oscillate back and forth very, very quickly. But it comes at a cost.
I'm so distracted by my phone, so it's hard to listen to a teacher and actually understand what they're saying. What's extraordinary about the studies on multitasking is even though you're doing worse and worse on everything you're doing, you feel as though you're doing better and better.
Who's there to catch you at home? Your mom? You can outsmart her easily.
Melissa, does this really resonate with you?
Yes, very much so. Back when you didn't have the option to turn off the data, I would have to literally chase my daughter down the stairs and grab the cell phone from her. So we've been there, done that with a few of our kids, and we're still working on it. But that being said, this is not a big meeting of Juno parents. For all you students out there, we're not plotting on how to take your cell phones away from you, except maybe Brock. Just kidding.
Oh, Brock.
How about you?
Yeah, I really feel like it's important to set good examples. Watching the video really made me reflect on the image, what I'm reflecting to my, I have a 15-year-old and a 7-year-old. And it really makes me look at how I'm using my device when they're around, how I use my device as an example, setting an example for them.
What I liked about this trailer, among other things, is so we hear from the specialists like you and you, and we hear from parents and kids. But then at the end, there it seems like there are a lot of solutions presented.
There are a lot of solutions presented. And as Melissa was saying, we're not here to take the cell phones away from students and our kids. We just want families and community to be aware of, you know, potential long-term side effects, how our kids are developing socially, long-term side effects of exposure to very violent video games. We have a really, really – Alaska has a very high rate of depression and suicide in this age group, and showing links between screen use, computer use, cell phone use, cyberbullying, and how that's affecting our kids growing up. And I really think that the families coming together, talking about concerns, opening and having conversations, and then community as well, being aware of potential problems and coming up with solutions to help support our youth.
So you can see Screenagers tomorrow in a community setting, 6 p.m. at Juno Douglas High School, and then you're going to have a forum afterwards to share solutions?
Yes. And just to be clear, it's tonight. The Juno Douglas.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Thank
Juno
you.
Douglas is tonight at 6 p.m. So the movie is 67 minutes long. And following that, we'll have about a 30-minute discussion, just kind of an open forum for people to talk about some of the issues that they have. One of the things I wanted to bring up, too, and tomorrow night, I'm sorry, is at Marie Drake at 6 o'clock. So it'll be a little bit smaller format, probably a little more family-friendly, but both we encourage students to come to. Again, we're not focusing just on students, but we're trying to get the community aware of what they're using because really cell phones help us. They help us communicate. They help us schedule our moments in life. We take pictures. We have memories on there. So I have a cell phone. I use it all the time. But, you know, you have to you can set limits on your cell phone. You can say, oh, my goodness, I'm up 2 hours this week, you know, right, and say, you know, I really need to cut back on my Facebook or whatever it happens to be. So,
and in a practical setting, we use cell phones in the hospital, medical apps, drug apps, things for timing, CPR. There's a metronome for when we're doing CPR to make sure that we're doing compressions at the right rate. There are useful ways, you know, that we use cell phones every single day.
All right. To go out, you two, a quick pro tip for fellow parents. What was like your go-to to get the kids off the screen and doing something else?
I think for me and my son and my daughter, doing something outside, doing something together as a family, and not just saying don't use your cell phone, get off the computer, but offering a let's go for a hike, let's go for a walk, let's go outside.
Right. And my son is, as her son is, a huge basketball player. So they're always running and working out and keeping busy. So between that and schoolwork, we try to just set limits. But in reality, he's really not on it that much. So that's nice.
Can I add one more thing? For the middle school parents out there, this film is very relevant to you. The average age of the kid carrying a cell phone now is 10 years old.
Yep.
So if your kid has access to video games, to screens, to computers, to a cell phone, and you're in middle school, come out and see the film. You'll be happy that you did.
That's the voice of Jennifer Twito, ER room nurse, educator, among other things. Meet her tonight, Juno Douglas High School, 6 p.m. for the screening of Screenagers. We also spoke with Melissa McCormick. You can meet her as well, founder of Find Your Fire. And then they'll be, so again, that's 6 p.m. tonight, Juno Douglas High School. And then they'll screen it again tomorrow night, Thursday night at Marie Drake at 6 p.m. Thanks, you two.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
All right.